3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts Nathan Grace 989 and Nightshade 04. Now grab your Ranger keys and your Astro switches, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Greetings. I am Nathan Graves 989, and I am back, and it feels so good to be back. And with me, as always, is
Nightshade. Yeah, good to have you back, man.
Thank you. And welcome to episode 10 of the Tokusatsu Corner. And now, for the past couple weeks, a good friend of ours and a technical helper for the Tokusatsu Corner, Lido 9, took my place as guest host.
He was awesome, man.
Yeah, he did a really good job, especially the second week when he wasn't sick. But I'm afraid to say that he is never going to be a guest host on the Tokusatsu Corner ever again, because he's now our third co-host.
Hello, guys. I'm here as your third co-host for the Tokusatsu Corner.
It's good to have you with us, man.
Oh, it's good to be here.
And since I'm back in the reins of the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm going to announce the last 2 weeks' trivia winners. And we had three questions. First one being, what was the name of Otoya Kuranai's violin? And the answer was the Bloody Rose. And congratulations to Decree, also known as Dekiari, Exodia the Forbidden One, 25, Ninja Shadow Tales, and Shadra, 1985, for getting that question right. And the second question was, what Ranger keys did Bosco use in his first trumpet blow? Giggity. And the answer was Dragon Ranger from Jew Ranger, King Ranger from O Ranger, Time Fire from Time Ranger, Shurikenger from Hurricanger, and Take a Break from Take a Ranger. And to that, congratulations to, once again, Exodia the Forbidden One, 25, Ninja Shadow Tales, Decree, and Zero Master. And the final question was listing all the Ranger calls from every season of Power Rangers. And the answer to that, this is going to be fun, was in all three seasons of Mighty Morphin, including Zeo, it was It's Morphin Time, Turbo, Shift into Turbo, Space, Let's Rock It, Lost Galaxy, Go Galactic for the main five Rangers, and for the Magna Defender, Magna Power, Lightspeed Rescue. And for the Titanium Ranger, Titanium Power, Time Force, Quantum Ranger, Quantum Power, Wild Force, All Say Wild Access, Ninja Storm, the Ninja Ranger say Ninja Storm Ranger Form, Thunder Ranger say Thunderstorm Ranger Form, Samurai Ranger says Samurai Storm Ranger Form, Dino Thunder, the first four Rangers being Red, Blue, Yellow, and Black say Dino Thunder Power Up, and the White Ranger says White Ranger Dino Power. And after that, in SPD, all the Rangers say SPD Emergency. And in Mystic Force, all of them say... In Mystic Force, all of them say Magical Source Mystic Force. In Operation Overdrive, they all say Overdrive Accelerate. In Jungle Fury, they all say Jungle Beast Spirit Unleashed. In RPM, they all say RPM Getting Gear. In Power Rangers Samurai, the main five Samurai Rangers say Samurizers and Inkogo Samurai. And the Gold Rangers says Samurai Morpher Gold Power.
Woo! And that was a mouthful.
That's what she said.
Shut up.
Anyway, congratulations to, again, Exodia the Forbidden 125, Ninja Shadow Tales, Decree, and Zero Master. Congratulations to you that answered all three of the questions correctly. You guys are freaking amazing.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm out of breath there. And now it's time for the Tokusatsu News Corner.
From YouTube's World Tokusatsu News Headquarters, this is the Tokusatsu News Corner with Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04.
Alright, let's start this news corner off.
apparently another Super Sentai 2012 rumor has just showed up. It also revolves around Japanese folklore, but this time it's called Hiyaki Sentai Hidenje. Hiyaki, all that means is a fucking mouthful, is a pun on Hiyaki Yaku, which means 100 Demon Knight Parade from Asian folklore. The Rangers are as followed: Red Hiden, Kyubi, Nine-Tailed Fox.
Believe it.
Shut up! Never again! Never on this podcast! Yellow Hiden, Nekobake, a cat monster. And Hiden Blue, Yatagarasu, three-legged crow. No more information has been divulged at this time. More figure art news this week. The fourth Kamen Rider Fies, or Kamen Rider 555 figure, has finally come out in SH Figure Arts toy line. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Kaiza represents the show's secondary rider, the fan favorite of this season. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Kaiza stands 14 centimeters tall and comes with various accessories, including four variations of the Kaiza driver, the Kaiza shot, and the Kaiza pointer. Interchangeable hands are also included. This figure is going to cost about 3,300 yen, or $43.
Which is the standard price, roughly, for figures.
Yeah. Well, they're very well put together, so...
Yeah.
The most recent Kamen Rider Deno Movie Rider is finally released for the SH Figure Arts toy line as well. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider G Deno represents the Time Police from the Kamen Rider Cho Deno Trilogy Episode Yellow. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider G Deno stands 14 centimeters tall and comes with the Dengeshu, both in gun and baton mode. Interchangeable hands are also included. It was released as a Tamashii web exclusive. Upon pre-order, SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider G Deno will cost 3,467 yen, or $44. More figure arts news. The fourth Showa Kamen Rider was also released in the toy line. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Amazon represents the first organic rider in the franchise. And the first to suck dick. Don't edit that out. I want them to know. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Amazon stands 14 centimeters tall again and comes with various accessories like the condor. Like the condorer. I don't care what it's called. And its rope function. An extra scarf. Jeez. And combined Gigi and Gaga bracelet. Masterpiece. Words, right? And an effect part for the Amazon's finisher. The die sets it on. Interchangeable hands are included, but who gives a shit? SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Amazon costs 3,000 yen or $40. I wouldn't pay $40 for that piece of shit.
Oh, come on. The figure art looks pretty damn cool. You have to admit that. It looks
like he's chopping semen! That's what we want kids to look at. Kamen Rider chopping his own jizz. Whatever. We're out of the Amazon era. I was worried about that.
The Tokusatsu Corner is an 18 plus podcast. So if you're not over 18, if you're not over 18, you should wear headphones while listening to us.
They should know this shit. Anyway, on the happier news, additional Kamen Rider Foes merchandise has not been released, but someone managed to hack the Gamurai machine and show up some more Astro Switches. Switches 11 through 15, they are as followed: Astro Switch 11, Scissors; Astro Switch 12, Feet; Astro Switch 13, Chain Arrays; Astro Switch 14, Smoke; Astro Switch 15, Spike. According to the Gambarai game, Astro Switch 13 and 12, Chain Arrays and Beat are considered a combo, like Astro Switch 5 and 9, Magic Hands and Hopping, or Astro Switch 1 and 3, Rocket and Drill. In other news, after months of waiting for new Power Rangers Samurai episodes, it was revealed on Power Rangers' Twitter account that 5 new episodes will air starting October 1st. So far, we are only aware about the first 4 episode titles, naming Broken Dreams, The Ultimate Deal, and The Power Rangers Samurai Origins, a two-parter, which was first seen on the San Diego Comic-Con floor. Kicking things off is the most awaited duel between Decker and Samurai Ranger Jaden. How will this end? Well, Red Ranger's gonna win, because it's a kid's show.
And because we've all seen Shinkender.
Yeah, true. The Red Ranger can't die! Especially not in a children's show.
Especially when he has his battleizer.
The hell with his battleizer. Anyway, in more news, first seen during the initial toy catalog, Kamen Rider Foe's second form, Kamen Rider Foe's Elec State, will be revealed this October, and here is the first live-action shots of the suit. It's like a giant gold dildo.
And what I want y'all to
bulge in his suit.
Yeah, what I want y'all to notice with these, granted, these are toys that we're showing you right now, and the Electric State has a bulge. I want you to close up on the bulge right here, just right there, bam, bulge, just right there.
Look at that. Holy shit!
I guess
Kamen Rider Foes has some dick.
I guess his weapon's called Billy the Rod for nothing.
Nice.
Foes is packing more than rocket fuel.
I think the rocket switch went off in his pants.
Oh. Anyway, continuing by inserting the Astro Switch number 10. In the circle slot with the Foes driver, Kamen Rider Foes transforms into his electric state. In this state, he gains Billy the Rod, the Billy the Rod module, which is the default weapon of this form. His compound eyes will turn from red to blue, and his white body will change into a metallic gold color, with a lightning mark on the head. Based on the toy catalogs, this form will debut this October. And finally, a French tokusatsu site has just posted a rumor about Saban's upcoming new project, Power Rider. And by the gist of it, it's said that he will be using a Kamen Rider adaptation. But what series? Well, the rumor says it's going to be Kamen Rider Foes. I don't know how, but fine, go ahead.
you'd think they'd want to keep Power Rangers and, I guess, Power Rider, you know, similar to how Sentai and Kamen Rider is now, but that's really interesting.
But it's just weird. First, the rumors were leaning towards Decay, but now it jumps all the way to Foes. But, like, how would they do it? Like, since Foes is just getting off its feet, like, why decide, hey, we're going to adapt this current season that barely has 3 episodes out right now?
And how dare you skip double, sir?
Bring double in. I want to see that.
That would be awesome.
Anyway, it's just a rumor, so it can be disregarded as such. And that's it for the Tokyo News this week. These stories and more were brought to you by JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JE Fusion for tokusatsu, anime, music, movie, and entertainment news.
Alright, and with that pretty lengthy Toku News segment, a lot of news this week, time for the Toku Music Moment. And since I'm returning this week, I'm going to be choosing the song. And it's one of our new co-host's favorite songs. It's the opening to Kamen Rider Denno, Climax Jump.
Fuck you!
Wait for it, he's not done yet!
But the version we're going to be playing for you is sung by the Imagines. And we'll be right back after this awesome song with your with your fan questions.
Enjoy!
Climax Jump, sung by the Imagines. Wasn't that a great song, Nightshade?
Fantastic! What about you, Light? Did you like it? Oh, he loves it, everyone! Look at that! His barf is made out of, like, fantastic glitter. Look at it!
It's like made out of rainbows and ponies.
My...
Yeah, it's made out of MLP episodes. So adorable.
Alright. Me jet.
Alright. Enough hazing. It's time for our discussion topic, where we take questions from you, the fans. And our new co-host, Light, will be asking these questions. Light?
Okay, let's get started with the fan questions. The first one is coming from AnimeTom100. His first question is, what is your favorite Sentai series, and what is your favorite episode of that series?
How about we let Light go first, because I think he already knows his answer.
Yep. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get started with my answer. My favorite Sentai series, as good as Gokiger is, like, Gokiger's amazing, but Shinkenger is still my favorite. So Shinkenger's my favorite, and my favorite episode of that series is actually the last episode, because frickin' Unmorph Roll Call. I love Unmorph Roll Calls. So yeah, there's that. Awesome. Not to mention they're fighting the Dokuku, and they go from their Ultra Zord Samurai Hao all the way back to their basic Megazord, and they defeat him with that. I mean, how epic is that? So yeah, so Shinkenger and the last episode is my favorite.
All right, how about you, Nightshade?
Oh, you have to save me for last. I can't.
Okay. I don't know which one to pick. I think, like, I haven't seen that many Super Sentai series. Like, I've seen more Kamen Rider, but I think I would have to pick Gokiger, because, like, this is the first Sentai series I started, like, right when it premiered. And my favorite episode, I think, I can't pick a favorite, like a specific favorite, but one of my favorites is the Bokenger tribute episode, when the Gokaigers team up with Boken Red to search for the Yomi Heart, and Marvelous's sense for adventure re-sparks, and he remembers it's all about the journey and not for the treasure at the end. And
bullshit, that's One Piece logic. I hate One Piece logic.
Anyway, I think I would have to choose that. Anyway, Nightshades? Meh?
Sorry, I had to say that. Anyway, I think I finally found my favorite Sentai. My favorite Sentai would have to be Engine Sentai Go-Onja. And I think my favorite episode was where the Gakkakopter was supposed to be.
The cock copter.
Yeah, that was boss right there. Wow. Don't tell me that's not epic.
Yeah, that is pretty epic.
I don't even care about the other one. I don't care about Go on Silver. I just like that golden cock copter. Chicken shoots missiles.
So you like giant golden cocks?
Yes. I'm just gonna say yes, because I could easily counter that, but I'm gonna let you have that one.
So you like Forza's new electric form?
So fuck off. No. Screw you. I won't tolerate that.
Okay. Let's move on to the next question.
Okay, the next question is, what is your favorite Ultraman?
Never saw it.
Yeah, I think we really can't answer this one because...
Even though we've got Ultraman on our billboard right now.
We have yet to see Ultraman, and actually Decree also asked something similar, like, have we seen Ultraman, or is there an Ultraman series that we recommend? Sadly, we haven't seen any. But there is a series out called Ultraman Red Student that our friend Zero Master told us about, and it looks like that it's like a clip show or like a catching up series to like tell you the history of Ultraman, and I'd recommend that. and I'm going to start watching it sometime soon, and yeah.
Okay, the next question, and it is the final question from Anime Tom 100. How do you feel about Kamen Rider Dragon Knight?
I haven't seen it, but it's based off Kamen Rider Ryuki, and the Ryuki suits look fucking retarded, so I really don't have an opinion.
I, like Nathan, haven't seen Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. However, I support any initiative to try to get Kamen Rider in English adaptation, as long as the adaptation is good.
Fucking Mask
Rider. Like Mask Rider, right?
Yeah, like Mask Rider.
Yeah! Yeah! Float chunks, man.
I think that's another Rainbow Puke.
It's another My Little Pony Puke.
I think I see
okay,
her.
So...
I think I see Rarity.
So, I haven't seen Dragon Knight, but I support, you know, initiatives to get Kamen Rider in a decent English adaptation and a decent following as well.
Well, unlike my colleagues here, I have seen Kamen Rider Dragon Knight, and I can personally say that it was not a great series. I like the fact that they incorporated a lot of riders, but you have to do it well. I like the designs of some of their suits, but others look just plain stupid. I could point out the chameleon. The chameleon one, his invisibleness is like a great stealth thing, and people can't see him coming, but Christ, does that suit look weird. Dragon Knight himself looks weird. I mean, I didn't like the helmet. Just looked kind of off-putting. Kamen Rider Knight was a good one. I liked the knight. Fawn was another good one, only because she's based off of Knight. It seems to be like that. I mean, I could go on and on about this, but it would take a really long time. So, my opinion, and the fact that Saban wasn't involved in it, kind of deducts points from it, because I can't really call it a true adaptation without Saban taking the reins. But it's all right, but I wouldn't bother watching it all the way. Because even they didn't have enough for the final episode, so we don't know how it ends. So yeah, I watched it, but I wouldn't watch it again.
Okay, our next question is from Ninja Shadow Tales. Who was the worst mentor on Power Rangers? I guess this is an opinion question, but...
All right, who'd like to go first this time?
Oh, come on, I want to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Turbo. You guys know what I'm talking about when I say Power Rangers Turbo. That fucking, like, Hindu-looking lady, Demetria. She was an awful mentor. She just gave out questions. She just... Like, half the city could be under siege and being destroyed, and she wouldn't give you an answer! Like, how do I stop these people? Like, find it within yourself. What the fuck are you talking about, lady? She was an awful mentor, and she was so bland, and her voice dragged on and on and on, and God almighty... At this point, Alpha 6 could be the freaking mentor. But no, we can't go there either because he's a fucking jive-talking robot, motherfucker. God almighty! Terrible! Oh! That's my bad mentor. You guys are...
Nathan, do you want to go?
Alright, just such a huge spectrum of badness. I think I would have to choose the Gerbil Sensei from Ninja Storm.
Ah, oh, terrible.
One, he was a gerbil. Two, he really didn't speak clearly. He had the same problem as Demetria. Like, he didn't give out straight answers, and he gave out obscure, weird advice that made no sense whatsoever. And he really didn't do much. Oh, and third, he was a fucking gerbil!
Yeah, that's all I need to hear.
I'm prejudiced against gerbils. You heard it here on the Tokusatsu Corner. I hate gerbils.
Or again, someone says communist in the comment box.
Alright, your turn, Light.
I think the worst mentor, I mean, it's tied for both of yours with me, because both of them were bad mentors, but also tied is Dalcia from the Mighty Morphin movie. Because she treats them like they're freaking tourists on a planet. It's like, did you not see we were surrounded by light? There is no spaceship near us. It's like, yeah, everybody on Earth has the ability to teleport by different colors of light just coming down. But, you know, all she's done is gave the Rangers this piece of crap clothing and then just go into this dangerous jungle where it's 95% chance you'll die.
We don't need body armor. We don't need spandex. We have robes.
But,
yeah.
And not to mention, I think she's the only mentor that has actually attacked the Rangers. Because I consider her a mentor since Zordon was down. They needed to consult Dalcia, so thus she's a mentor, and she attacked those that she was helping. So I'd say Dalcia is tied for your answers as well for the worst mentor in Power Rangers. Okay, this next question, again, from Ninja Shadow Tales, is a bit of a lengthy and weird one. You're in a post-apocalyptic world caused by the hellish figures of Silent Hill run wild into our world. Well, the T-Virus covered the major cities in the world and the non-stop showing of Power Rangers Turbo on all channels.
Ninja Shadow Tales, you are awesome. Post-apocalyptic worlds. Continue.
What two Tokusatsu's weapons will you have to protect yourself and your loved one? Zords and robots do not count.
But Henshin Morphers do count.
Yes.
So do, like, Morphers or Drivers count as their own separate weapons?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I would have Kivet and Tetslot, because that way I could transform into Emperor Mode easily and have... And that way I can have access... to the Garu sword, Zanbat sword, the Garu saber, the Basha Magnum, and the Doga hammer with the different fevers. And plus, it's Kiva's ultimate form. And if necessary, it could transform into that giant dragon thing and fly away.
I think it's a bat.
Giant dragon bat thing. Dragon castle with a chainsaw leg!
Okay, for me... Okay, first of all, I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't have any loved ones. My friends all moved away. And you can't say you're family because, you know, Christ, they're kind of on the default. And I don't have a girlfriend. So, can I just say who I'd want to, like, fight with?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Alright, first of all, as weapons, I would go for the Fi's, Fi's phone, and... The second weapon I would want to have would probably be the Kaiza bike. Because the Kaiza bike can turn into a walker, like a walker mech, with guns. I'd want to fight alongside you guys, because, you know, you guys would, you know what you're doing. Samurai KH2, Zero Master,
You'd be Zombie Pete.
You'd be the Zombie! They love fresh meat. They like to eat a lot. And, Crows. Because he would be kind of like the intel guy. You're up, Light.
Okay, I couldn't decide on one of my, one of my Tokusatsu, weapons until Nathan mentioned Kivat, but I'll have Dark Kivat since Nathan has Kivat. Because Dark Kiva looks awesome. I love Dark Kiva. Plus, I can steal Garuru, Doga, or Basha if I ever really, really need them. So I would have Dark Kiva, and then my second weapon would be Rekka Daizanto. One reason is because it works as a ranged weapon as well as a melee weapon, and it works really good on smashing the TVs that are playing Power Rangers Turbo. So.
My Kaiza bike could do that, man. I just blow up an entire house.
So, yeah, I would say my two weapons would be Dark Kivat and Rekka Daizanto.
That'd be pretty badass to see Dark Kiva with the Rekka Daizanko.
Yeah,
basically, just looks like Kiva Emperor form, but just evil.
Okay, so final question from Ninja Shadow Tales. Which tokusatsu series do you believe can handle and stop the King of Monster, Godzilla?
Huh.
Decade.
This is also Decade's fault.
Godzilla destroying Japan? Decade's fault.
No Kamen Rider series throughout the 90s? Decade's fault. Kamen Rider Shin? Decade's fault.
Kamen Rider Amazon? Decade's fault.
The bulge on the fours and toys, Decade's fault.
So who's going to answer the question first?
I'm just going to keep it short. I think the final Megazord form from Shinkenger would be a good match for Godzilla.
I think the Dark Wild... What was that called? The Predazords. The Predazord combo. Dark form. I think that could take on Godzilla pretty well.
Okay, and I agree with Nathan's answer because Samurai Ho just towers over everything it fights. So Godzilla would be crapping his little dinosaur pants while Samurai Ho just slowly moves towards it.
Yeah!
Okay, so that's all the questions from Ninja Shadow Tales. And this is our last question. It's from Tessener. Godzilla or Ultraman, who would win?
Godzilla. I don't know Ultraman. Godzilla will win.
Here's the thing. With Ultraman, I don't know if this is relevant to the rest of the series, but to the original, he could only stay in his form for 3 minutes. And unless he could beat Godzilla in 3 minutes, which I highly doubt that he can, he can't win.
Because he's got radioactive fire!
And if he transformed back, Godzilla could just step on him.
Or Godzilla could do what Godzilla does, and just breathe fire on him anyway.
Okay, let's see. I would have to say Godzilla, because I've at least heard of Godzilla.
Perfect logic.
I just realized, in a post-apocalyptic world, we need vagina. Because...
Screw your vagina, we got toku weapons!
No, we need to repopulate the world.
Not when we have toku weapons.
We can't fuck the toku weapons, though.
That's what you think.
I don't want to put my penis into Kivat or Tetslot.
They would wake up, be like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Chomp.
Why didn't you say, "Oh my god, you made it! I can't believe that."
I bet you didn't think of Morningwood when he said "wake up fever." Okay, so that's all the questions for the, the Toku Question Corner.
Thank you all for your questions, and if you want your question answered in next week's question segment, send us an email at tokusatsucorner@gmail.com, or for some reason you don't have an email account, why, I don't know, just send private messages to either me, Nightshade, or Light. It's time, guys. It's superhero time!
Yeah!
Time! Gokaiser! Switch on! Kamen Rider Force! Are ni kita!
Okay, to start off superhero time, we're going to be talking about Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiser Episode 30. A.K.A. the Live Man episode.
Dum dum dum.
Live Man. Live Man.
But that it was a really good episode.
Oh yeah, definitely. Joe trying to see his friend Sid come back to life, like him trying to find a way, was just wow. Like he really knows how to act serious. That was. I know he acts serious all the time, but damn, he really nailed it.
Oh, it, like, you could feel the emotion. It was a legitimately sad scene.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It wasn't a make-me-cry scene, but it was still, damn, it was pretty good.
It was moving. And early in the episode, just funny stuff happening, like Luca thinking two little kids were part of Live Man.
not the white. He's not the White Ranger, dude. He's a Yellow Ranger.
I probably didn't like the episode as much as I should have because I haven't seen Live Man.
Yeah, we haven't either.
Oh, okay. Well then, it was good. I really liked the part where what was it? Right after Guy revealed that the thing that the Navi was talking about was Yellow Lion. It's like, oh, so you know where to find him? He's like, nope.
No, he did like,
nope.
We should probably play that scene. That would be fun.
Okay, playing scene now.
そのイエローライオンはどこにいるのか知ってる？知りません。やっぱり。
Account
base. That was amazing. Oh my god.
Yeah, oh, that was hilarious, dude. Holy crap. Oh.
Guy is just one of the best characters in any Sentai.
He's like the best fanboy.
Like, if they do make a Power Rangers adaptation here of Gokaiger, I wish they could get, like, the Silver Ranger to be like a Power Rangers fanboy.
Oh yeah, that would be hilariously awesome.
But where could one possibly find a Power Rangers fanboy? Wink, wink.
Raise your hand.
Wink. I raise both hands.
I'm a minority.
Shut up. Let's keep going.
The ultimate power for Raibaman was, I guess, they summoned their mecha. Their megazord.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was the very first, from what I understand, it was the very first giant robot to be introduced to a series like that.
Well, so. I think what they said, like, it was the first giant robot to combine from different from separate robots, because the first robot actually showed up in Battle Fever.
That looks stupid. I know Battle Fever looks stupid. That's another discussion for another time.
But I really enjoyed, actually, you know, the major amount of change in Gokaio for the Live Man one compared to the half-ass change that we got from the last episode.
Oh, sorry, Anime Tom. It may have been to represent that that mech can change arms and equipment, but it was still pretty half-assed. It didn't feel good.
Goju Gokaio, oh my god, it's gonna be amazing! Aw, oh, man!
Are you dicks? Dicks!
Whenever you don't like something, I say, do you shout dicks at your computer?
Yes.
The lame combination between Gokaio and Gojujin? Decade's fault.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Overall, very good episode.
Ditto on that. I thought it was a very well drawn out episode.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I can't say that I hated it.
Alright, and now we move on to Kamen Rider Foes, episode 3.
Do we have to?
Yes!
Aww.
My first impressions? I liked it.
Splurged and pantsed many times.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, first queen. Oh my god.
Granted, she's hot. Granted, she is hot. But what else?
Chainsaw
She's hot! And Chainsaw Leg.
Not to mention, pogo stick. Okay?
I did not like that pogo stick.
What would have been cool is if he used both the pogo stick and the Chainsaw Leg at the same time.
I was expecting a Rider Kick with those two, actually.
I want to see a Chainsaw Leg Limit Break. That would be awesome!
Sorry, just give it time, Nathan.
Chainsaw Leg is awesome. I will not deny Chainsaw Leg is awesome. I'm still trying to get used to this whole new suit, new atmosphere, new stuff. It's still for me, but, you know, yes, the queen of the school is hot. We all understand this by now. I'm sure a lot of you at home have jizzed your pants in seeing this hot Asian girl.
God, I want to put my penis in her mouth. I mean, what?
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 Dude, you want this? That's not the first time that I've heard this. I don't know. It's just... It's weird watching like this odd-looking new Kamen Rider fight evil monsters like this. Granted, I like this. I like the Scorpion Zodiac. That was pretty cool.
Actually, it makes me really happy to be a Scorpio to see that Zodiac art.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pogo Stick Leg. What the fuck? What is that? It's weird.
They've got 40 Astro Switches to cover. We're going to see a lot crazier things than a pogo stick.
Earlier you said one of the switches was going to be scissors.
We don't know what the scissors are going to look like. They could be giant shears. They could be used for cutting enemies in half. That'll be awesome.
Or they could be like safety scissors from,
we don't
from
know.
Elementary school.
We don't know yet. Anyway, I thought it was a very well... I thought the episode told an okay story, at least for this one. But I think the most, like, one of the funniest scenes in this episode was probably where what's that girl's name? That girl who knows Gintaro.
Yuki.
Yuki dresses up as a satellite and just spouts on stuff about this satellite. I'm sorry, I can't remember what the satellite's name was.
Hayabusa, but that was, she looked really cute.
We should play that clip.
Okay, here's the clip that Meshia requested.
なんだ。あれは。これ。頑張れ、ゆうき。いけてるぞ。あれのどこがいけてるの?あんな仮想大会で本当に私からクールの覚え気?バカと思ったけど超本物。純で100%のバカね。なんだと?地球だ!よし、サンプル隠せる分離!僕は燃え尽きるけど、
さよなら地球、さよならみんな、みんなありがとう。何だったんだよ。さよなら、さよなら。ダメだ、あいつら。早くさこの人がまだ分かってない。ユキ頑張った。感動した。
Man, that clip was awesome.
It was funny. I thought it was funny. And the fact that they booed her off stage was just...
That was mean.
It wasn't necessary. That was way... It's like they hate her. Oh, God, if I should get in a costume and explain shit to you people. You're all dumbasses. That scene did make me rage. It made me rage a lot. But I guess what? I'm a verdict?
You know, as much as I hated and harped on Foes before it came out, I'm really enjoying it so far. I think it's doing a good job. It's not trying to be too much like Oz or anything previous. It's doing its own thing, and it works. I still hate his hair, but I like Gintaro as a character. I like him. He's dumb and silly. And I felt like this was a good episode.
I, like Nathan, thought that Fours was gonna, or Foes, whatever the hell you want to call it, gonna suck. Okay, whatever. I thought that Foes was gonna suck too. I was really not looking forward to it, but you know, I'm really enjoying it, especially with the customization that he's gonna get later down the road. It'll be more customizable than O's, which was like revolutionary level customizable. So, for this episode, I can't wait to see episode 4 because 3 is, a cliffhanger, and to see if the queen actually will, you know, accept Gintaro as one of her friends. So,
and
I'm still trying to get used to it. I'm not hating on it. I'm just, it's weird to accept all this new stuff because I just got out of O's and I'm just like, oh, O's was great, and now I'm looking at this guy, and I don't know. I'm not liking his intelligence. Because, like, in the last podcast we had, we discussed that Genzaro just befriended the guy who tried to kill him. So, Christ, what are we gonna do when a murderer tries to kill Grafton? Like, someone breaks into his house, like, he kicks his ass. I'm gonna be your friend now. But I guess I gotta give it time. I gotta give it, like, a few more episodes. But I'll say it's a good episode. Nothing horror, nothing groundbreaking, but it's a good episode.
I agree. Like, I totally understand, like, trying to adjust those. Like, I had the same thing with the O's after watching Double and how much I love Double. But, like, yeah, I totally understand.
Alright, I think that's it, right?
Yep. And you can watch these series on both Overtime and TV Nihon. Overtime being same day subs, but TV Nihon adding graphics and a little more detailed. And for Gokaiger, you can also watch it on Super Sentai Planet. And speaking of, it's time for the advertising portion of the show where we pour ourselves out. If you want to watch Tokusatsu, check out Overtime Subs and TV Nihon. Overtime Subs, once again, being same day subs. And TV Nihon taking their time, but they have a larger library of Tokusatsu. And they both update on the newest Tokusatsu to be released. And if you're interested in Tokusatsu toys, go on over to cstoysjapan.com and HobbyLinkJapan at hlj.com. Two great sites and two awesome distributors of Tokusatsu. Also, if you're interested in Super Sentai, check out Super Sentai Planet for all 35 years of Super Sentai and Power Rangers Planet for all seasons of Power Rangers, including Samurai. And if you have a Netflix account, check out Power Rangers on Netflix, and they have also got VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetleborgs, two more Saban adaptations of Tokusatsu series. And another special shout out to JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog, where we get all of our news stories for the Tokusatsu News Corner. And if you have a Facebook, follow the Kaizoku Sentai Gokaiger and Kamen Rider Foes fan pages. Great site, great places. They update on when episodes are up on YouTube, when they're available to download, and they also show a whole bunch of cool fan art and pictures of actors and such. And also, if you have a Twitter, follow the Tokusatsu Corner on Twitter. Just do a search for at Tokusatsu Corner, and you'll find us. And if you have any questions, suggestions, emails, anything in particular you want to see, comment about, and your trivia answers, send us an email to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com. And also, check out Nightshade's YouTube page for Kamen Rider fandubs. Check out my YouTube page for Let's Plays and the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. And check out Light's main page, X-Light on Night Esks, for his parodies. And Pacey White Coder for any of his other stuff, including the Kamen Rider O's Android app and the Windows app.
Also, can I just say something real fast?
Go ahead.
All right. I may not have been doing much in the past 3 months in terms of fandubs, but I recently got a request from Decker to do Kamen Rider Agito and Agito's Burning Form, and when he meets another Agito. It's going to be awesome, so I guess, expect that, in the next month or two? I mean, I'll try to get up as soon as possible, but, you know, I got to find the footage and stuff. But anyway, keep sending those requests. I'd like to get more.
And for the Kamen Rider O's Android app, the next release will have an option for the combo medley to play. It'll play every single coin and every single combo, and then it'll play the combo medley theme. And then I'm going to add Burakawani, Tamashii, and the Puchitira axe. And then I think that will be the end of updating the app, except for bugs.
And one more thing. We actually have a sponsor now. We have our first sponsor.
We do?
Yeah. We're being sponsored by Game On, the new card trading company run by our very good friend Chicken Wings. There you can get a whole bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards and whatever you want. And it's still coming up right now, but you should definitely check it out, because Chicken Wings is a great friend of ours, and if you like Yu-Gi-Oh, you'll definitely like this. And we here at the Tokusatsu Corner are supporters of Game On,
Because when you game hard, you game on. And we've come to the end of the show. Man, I just want to keep going. It's been 2 weeks since I've been gone. But oh boy.
We have to wait till next week, dude, until we get more questions and see more tokusatsu shows and, get more news.
More foes bulge.
More foes bulge.
More hot, 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 hot.
Yeah.
Picture now. There.
Yes.
Bam.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Community circle here.
It's and now it's time for the Toku trivia, and this is going to be a common Reddit question this week, and I'm going to be asking it since I've been out. In Kamen Rider O's. How many people have used the birth driver, and who are they? This includes the movies, the series, and the mini webisodes. And you can send your answers to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com with your YouTube username, or you can just send us private messages on YouTube. And we've come to the end of the show, and we thank you for listening to us every week to the Tokusatsu Corner, your 40 to an hour and a half long entertainment of Tokusatsu. And join us again next week as we discuss new episodes of Kamen Rider Pose and Go Kaiger and answer your questions. And we're up on YouTube every Saturday, and we're up on iTunes and our RSS feed as well at the same day. But anyway, for the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm Nathan Graves 989.
I'm Meche.
And I'm Light.
And we'll see you next time.